Let us pray. Thank you, God, for this time of fellowship. May your Spirit be among us as the same Spirit speaks to us. And may the Spirit live with us as your words come to us, that we will live our lives full of grace, praising you all the days of our life, and letting others know what you've done for us. We pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for allowing us to be here every Sunday afternoon to worship. We really greatly appreciate your hospitality. Sometimes it's a little difficult for us to catch up with all the things that happen, and yet we are grateful for your understanding and patience when we fail to live according to the mark. And we hope that we will do our very best and strengthen this relationship that has been cultivated, because it is so great for us to be in the house of God to worship. This morning, I want us to take a look at part of the letter St. Paul wrote to the church in Rome and use this piece to reflect on ourselves and what God is asking us to be. Because we have tried to do so many things, and yet we have not fully understood what God is asking us to be. Turn with me, if you may, to Romans chapter 6 and verse 13b, the part 1 of Romans 6:13 is very good, but I want us to focus on the part 2, and this is what St. Paul says. But present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. Present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. In a way, Paul is asking us to yield ourselves to God. Paul is asking us to offer ourselves to God. Paul is asking us to give whatever we have to God. Trust me, I'm not going to preach about tithes. But I'm going to, in this passage, remind us of what God is asking us to be. That we yield to God, that we present ourselves to God, that we offer ourselves to God. Because it is important for us to give the best that we have to God. If we were to look at the Hebrew scriptures for today, it talks about God asking Abraham to offer his son Isaac as sacrifice unto God. And I have really sat down to think about this demand of God, and I said to myself, God, why would you do this to Abraham? Why would you want something so precious and so important to an old man who has struggled in life so much, and you have blessed him at the last time of his life with such a great offering, and yet you want it back? And it reminds me that God wants the best from you, and God wants the best from me, our bodies. Think about them. Money we spend on our bodies. I used to watch television. Now I don't watch TV that much, but I'm hooked on the internet in many ways. But when I open the page, I see all the ads talking about Botox and all the new things that have overtaken Botox. And I say, wow, they know that we care for our bodies. And therefore, they are here too, what they used to be doing on television. My friends, the thing that God is asking us for is something that is so precious to us, something that is so important to us, something that makes us human. Without our bodies, where are we and where would we be? But that is what God is asking us to present unto God, because God doesn't want us to make our bodies the fetish that we worship all the time. Instead, God wants us to give our bodies to God so that God will transform our thinking and our being and our bodies into something that is of importance to God. And when it is of importance to God, it becomes important to us too. Let us see the benefits that we will accrue from giving our bodies to God. But before then, why would God want our body anyway? Somebody might say, well, I've lived a good life, but now my body is giving up. You don't know the number of pills I take every day and all those kind of things. I know that, because even in this short time I've lived, I can't count the number of pills I've taken and still continue to take. But why would God want this body full of pills? God wants our body because our bodies are God's temples. God created the body which we have as an object of praise, as an object of thanksgiving unto God, as something through which we would glorify God and through which we glorify God. So it is an altar that we need to present back to God because of its use in the praise of God. And when we have given this temple which God has created in the way God wants it to be, we begin to see that what we pray every day for becomes a reality. The kingdom of God appears because you become an instrument of God bringing about a transformation in this world, that people who see you, people who encounter you, people who run into you, see the worship in yourself, the worship in your life, the worship that extol the name of God and bring glory unto God. But more so, God wants us to yield our bodies to God because God uses our bodies to let others know the goodness of God. If your body is such an instrument of praise, if your body is such that you are all over the place glorifying God, somebody looks at you and says, huh, I too will seek out for this God because this person is irresistible and I want to be like him or her. So God invites us to give our bodies, and not only our bodies, third part is our faculties, our intellects, everything that God has given to us must be given back to God in praise, in adoration, in thanksgiving, in appreciation of what God has done for us through Christ Jesus. And so we go to the benefits. The benefit of giving our body to God is to free us from all the encumbrances that we find ourselves in. We find this body enslaved by the world. And I talked about that enslavement briefly when I talked about the internet. And you add the television and all the things that we do. Go to the mall and there are places where they only sell body stuff. When we give the body to God, God gives us a new understanding of how our bodies should be used for and frees us from all the things that enslave us as we try to perfect our bodies. And we also give our bodies as God has demanded, in order for us to enjoy the benefits of God's presence in our body. Allow God to use the body. Allow God to manipulate us in a way. Though God is not a manipulator. But use us in a way that our bodies are according to the purposes and plan of God. When we yield, we enjoy the freedoms that nobody can take away from us. Because when God is in control, when God is taking care of us, when God is leading us, when our bodies are the sacrifice for God, and God is embracing our sacrifice. Remember, Paul had talked about justification and all the things that we derive from being the children that we have become after we walked away from God. God now takes care of the past and allows us to live in the glorious future because God is in control over our lives. God is in control over our bodies. God is the one who allows us to do what is pleasing to God. And finally, when we are able to give ourselves to God, there is a benefit that transcends this life. Paul talks about it in the last verse of the chapter. And we tend to focus on the first part, for the wages of sin is dead, and forget that if we yield, the gift of God, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus, is ours. That we live our lives and live it beyond our mortality. Because when we are controlled by God, when we are used by God, when we allow God to take us through life, all the things that we worry about, all the things that we struggle for, all the things that we think are impossible become possible because the gift of God, which is eternal life in Jesus Christ, is also given to us. And so, friends, as we have been invited by God this day to yield to God, to give our bodies to God, to give our intellect to God, to give our minds to God, to give our families to God, to give everything of our life to God, what are we going to say? Are we going to ask God to give us some time so that we will recoup the losses we're going to make by giving ourselves to God? Or are we going to say, here am I, Lord, take me as I am. I have no other way. Use me as you desire, for my body is yours. And when you demand of it, this is it. Use it to build your kingdom. Let us pray.